We're going to move straight to Chung's talk now. So Chung, can I invite you to come up to open God's word to us, and let me just pray for you. Lord God, on this resurrection day, I pray your blessing and your anointing on Chung as she brings your word to us. Give us hearts and ears and minds to engage and to hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you. And we worship you. For us, you sent your Son into this world. For us, you revealed your love through your Son. For us, you did not spare your Son's life, but we mocked him. We betrayed him. We spit on him, flogged him, nailed his hands, and killed him on the cross. Holy Spirit, come upon us. With your Spirit, take our spiritual eyes where Jesus' body was laid.
This is kind of crime scene here. Look. The Jesus body has suddenly disappeared. And I don't know what to think. He's got linen here. That's all disappeared. God, are you sure that his body was gone? And are you sure that the stone was rolled away this morning? Are you sure? You're not drunk?
No.
You sure? You won't sleep, right? You sure? You know, I saw Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and the Salome. They were running. They went to the tomb this morning, you know, to anoint the Jesus' dead body with the spices they bought. But
he's risen. He's alive.
What?
Jesus is alive.
What?
I've seen him.
Well, you told me that he died on the cross last Friday.
I've seen him. Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Oh, okay then.
Well,
go on.
Me and Mary, mother of James, and Salome, we came to the tomb very early on the next day after the Sabbath, on first light. And we came with our precious oils and our perfumes to perform the burial for Jesus. And when we got to the tomb, it was like this. The huge stone had been rolled away, and Jesus' body was gone. The tomb was empty. We were just full of fear. And then we looked in the tomb again, and there was an angel. And the angel filled the tomb with light. And he said, "Please don't be alarmed. Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified, he's not here. He's risen." I didn't know what to do or what to think. The others went home. I didn't even know if I had a home now that Jesus was gone. So I just stayed near to the tomb and just wept for Jesus. And then I felt someone behind me in the garden, and I just thought it was the gardener. And he said, "What are you looking for?" And I said, "Oh, please tell me. If you know where my precious Jesus is, please show me so that we can go and perform the burial ritual." And he just said, "Mary." And I knew it was Jesus standing there. And I wanted to run and to hug him and tell him how much we missed him. And he just said, no, I haven't yet gone to be with my Father, your Father, my God, your God. Go and tell the others that I'm alive, just as I said I would be. Well, I ran as fast as my legs would carry me. And I knew, as I was running, there's no way they're going to believe me. And they didn't believe me, but I've seen him. He's alive. He's alive. Jesus is risen. He's alive.
Wow. She's gone now, right? Somehow, it makes sense that what she says about Jesus' resurrection, as all the authorities are also looking for his dead body. They might be frightened as well if Jesus has risen, but no one cannot locate his body. Things are turning. Well, Jesus' body still is missing, and now not only Mary Magdalene, but also Mary, the mother of James, and Salome claimed they'd seen the risen Jesus. Let me report to you who they are. They followed Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem, from north to south, a journey that takes about 7 days on foot. By the sounds of it, they must have given up their lifestyle and become devoted followers of Jesus. Sadly, they had to watch Jesus' death on the cross from a distance. You just saw Mary Magdalene. Apparently, Jesus had driven seven demons, not one, seven demons out of her. Hope she hasn't gone mad again. But she seemed sane to me and rather excited about this person's resurrection. Mary confessed that she did not believe when the white-clothed young man, possibly an angel, told her that Jesus had risen. She could not believe it herself. So that's why she hadn't dared to tell anyone about the experience. However, since she met this risen Jesus in person, she now tells everybody that Jesus has risen. Even though people, they do not believe what she says. But you know what? I do worry about her safety, because the powerful Jewish authority who handed Jesus over to the Romans will not take kindly to this news. She is now risking her life because of this resurrection story of Jesus. There are other eyewitnesses of the risen Jesus I can report to you. These two men heard the story of Jesus had risen, but they could not believe it. They were leaving Jerusalem as they had enough of everything. But they met Jesus in person on the road to Emmaus. Immediately, they came back to Jerusalem telling everybody they had met this person, Jesus. People did not believe what they heard from them. Now, two more people are risking their lives with this resurrection story of Jesus. Another group of eyewitnesses, Jesus' close disciples, 11 of them. Sadly, one just killed himself. 11 disciples who were following Jesus ever so closely did not believe the resurrection story they heard from their fellowship. They thought people who claimed to have seen Jesus were gone mad with their wishful thinking. Perhaps they traumatized by the sudden loss of their leader, as they had lost their purpose and hope. A disciple called Thomas, the last disciple who had seen Jesus yet, was told by other disciples that he's risen, he's alive. But Thomas said mockingly like this, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and I put my finger where the nails were, I put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. I will not believe it. I will not believe it. When Jesus appeared to Thomas, he said to him, "Peace be with you. Reach your finger here and look at my hands, look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Stop doubting, but believe." Thomas answered, "Oh my Lord, oh my God." Jesus told Thomas, "Do you believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who had not seen yet have believed." Now, so many people are telling the same story as Mary Magdalene, saying they saw the risen Jesus. More and more people are risking their lives with this story of risen Jesus. Okay, now let us come back to today, Easter Sunday morning of 2023. So this is how the resurrection story began from eyewitnessing accounts of risen Jesus. Thanks to Lisa that she brought back the greatest day in our history to us. Mary Magdalene, being the first eyewitness of the risen Jesus, she might have repeatedly heard Jesus predict his own death and the resurrection. She must have seen so many miracles that Jesus performed, even Lazarus' resurrection. Then, you know, you could think that she could have followed the storyline to predict Jesus would rise from the dead on the third day. However, she could not understand the event of witnessing the angel's revelation of Jesus being risen. She could not handle it. She had to run away from the scene, and she could not tell anybody what she heard. On this same note, the other disciples were precisely the same. They could not understand what had happened before their eyes. Mark emphasizes Jesus' extraordinary passion for his disciples to believe him. Let's see Mark 8, 9, 10, respectively. Jesus told his disciples, "Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again." Mark 9, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of the men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise." Mark 10, "The Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." I'm sure Jesus knew that his disciples, they did their best to understand the core teachings of his death and resurrection. Whenever disciples got it wrong or misunderstood, Jesus rebuked them repeatedly, urging them to go beyond doubt and believe with faith. Because Jesus knew that doubt is a seed of Satan to make us lack confidence in God's word. In the end, the disciples had seen the risen Jesus and began to truly believe that Jesus was Son of God and who won the death and become the living God. Before Jesus was taken up into heaven, he gave this commission to his disciples, who now truly believe. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And this sign will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people. They will get well."
Do you think they tried again to understand his commands within their boundary this time? No, they haven't. They became completely new creation, new being. They had completely changed. They became the believing eyewitnesses of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. They did exactly what Jesus commanded by risking their lives, no more running away from the truth. They were given power and authority in spirit. They taught and preached about Jesus and his resurrection and healed many people in the name of Jesus. It is written in the book of Acts. Due to the sacrifice of their lives, humility and love, we have this Bible in our hands. Seeing is believing is a crucial element of the eyewitnessing world that we are living. But after eyewitnessing discipleship, Jesus called for more faithful disciples by offering his spirit to be with us. So if we receive the power of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, he said, we can become his witness in Jerusalem and all the Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So now let's define whom we are after this eyewitnessing discipleship. Same as the first disciples of Jesus, we've heard this Easter story over and over again, year after year, that Jesus had risen from the dead. But do you truly believe? And how many times we've sung together, he has risen, he has risen, he has risen, Jesus is alive. We just sang the song this morning. How many times we sang the song? We gather and learn every Sunday who Jesus is. And we worship and we praise him for who he is. Isn't it amazing that we do this act of worship even though we're not eyewitnesses of Jesus' life, death, resurrection like Mary and other disciples were? And we're blessed as we believe in Jesus without having seen him yet in person. I genuinely believe that a worldly witness account of seeing is believing invites us to think about seeing with our faith, faith perception, not restricted to this world, physical world. Believing Jesus has risen, then we can see his kingdom of God is at work on earth and in heaven. I would say, believing is seeing. We are believers. We are not here to understand everything. Please do not rely on knowledge and intelligence or your intellectual process on things. Divinity is beyond words and concepts. Let's not measure things here with what we see with our own understanding. I'm not trying to make you understand some sort of intellectual truth here. I just want to tell you this morning. We're here to worship God. We're here to thank Jesus immensely for taking the cross for us. We're here to welcome Holy Spirit to work in our daily lives in believing Jesus is our living King. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Then please reflect on Jesus' great commission this week and the authority and power that we've been given by the Holy Spirit. Or do you want to be blessed? Will you now believe Holy Spirit can roll away the heavy doubting stone in your heart so that true light can enter? When Holy Spirit illuminates, all the struggles will stop. Therefore, believe Jesus has risen. Father God, I'm so sorry that I did not give you the finest because I could not understand everything. I could not understand you. I could not understand your teaching, your words, everything because I had a doubt. We're sorry that we couldn't give you the finest to you, Jesus, because we couldn't understand what you taught us. But Holy Spirit, we confess our heart that we wouldn't understand everything that what's been taught to us. But Holy Spirit, we ask you to open our hearts to see with our spiritual eyes that Jesus is our King of Kings, our Lord of the Lords, that he has risen. He is reigning now. And Holy Spirit is with us. So that you gave us the power of the Holy Spirit. But sorry that we didn't believe the power that we have. We didn't have, we thought we don't have any authority. But Holy Spirit, come upon us. Reveal who you are. Reveal who Jesus is. You roll away that heavy stone of doubt in our heart so that you can come in. We want to believe you, Jesus Christ. We want to believe you're the King of Kings so that we will follow you. We'll follow you. We'll follow your commands. We'll follow your love. We'll follow your way of sacrifice. You'll follow your love. We pray in mighty Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.